Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast. Be quick, wasn't it? With me, Charlie Baker and John Cadogan.
Do you know what I've realised?
What?
I can press play on all the music in the sound of it, but I can't turn them up or down.
Well,
which is why you're a bit
all
shouty
one level.
There.
I was shouty on purpose.
Start to the new
shouty
season.
Start.
It's
because,
be
John, I'm like speaking very quickly. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Although it's come at me a bit quickly, if I'm honest.
It has.
I've not got a clue, John.
Do you feel like we should have maybe updated the music? Are you sick of the music? Yeah.
You said that at the end of last season.
I think
season.
I always say that.
You always say
but
it.
To me, it's a bit of a jam. It's a bit of a bop. I like it.
I'm into it, John.
Yeah.
I'm here for the music. I think if we change the music, we'd lose both our listeners.
I think all hell might break loose if
you
we
think?
Change. I think so. You don't want to mess with things you can't control sometimes.
That's the music.
Yeah.
And as people, where they'd be like, what is this podcast?
Yeah.
I would turn it off immediately.
Sometimes
I don't know if I'd want to be involved anymore.
There are just outside forces that you don't want to interfere with.
Except the National League, John.
Yeah.
Have you thought about it? In the last 6 weeks?
No.
Feels like a long enough time off, doesn't it?
It feels like we've had a nice break, doesn't it? I think so. But no, I've not really been thinking about it. TBH. Although I've been following a lot of the transfer movements over the last few weeks with interest.
I have.
With interest.
I have. And do you know what? A lot of players leaving our club, Torquay United. If you are new to the National Obsession, welcome.
Welcome.
You have how many episodes to catch up on, John?
Oh, good question. I think about 150-something. Oh, maybe even more, 160 something.
I think the figures are out there.
Hold on, please, caller.
I think the figures of how many episodes there are quite easy to find out.
Very, very easy.
Which, as the producer and host, you should know, John. You should know that.
I think I've done us out of a few episodes there. I think I'm well off.
What if we've missed like a massive milestone?
182.
This is episode 201.
182.
So we'll do the 200
episode. So
we'll get
to 200 this year. We'll give that an unnecessarily
Less
long
one
build
of us
up.
Dies.
Yeah, we'll be building up to that.
Can we stay alive?
What are we going to do this time?
Oh, dear. Well,
maybe a live episode.
See Jamie Reid again.
Maybe we're just going to see Jamie Reid. It's only in Stevenage. That's not very exciting, is it?
Didn't play Saturday. So let's just say, if you are just joining us, John and I are both Torquay United fans, which for a podcast is a bit disastrous when it's not a Torquay podcast.
No, but we don't ever really mention it, which is... So we've got it now, got it out of the way. But you'll find over the course of the season, it doesn't really come up very often.
It would be really good, though, John, if you were like an Altrincham fan. We've got one of those, Altrincham Gene.
Altrincham Gene.
If you were like a Boreham Wood fan.
Yeah.
If you were the Boreham Wood fan.
Yeah.
That would be really useful, wouldn't it? Because then we get, it's a proper National League podcast.
We
drawing people in from other clubs.
No, we've got Maidstone fans who listen.
Have we got? Are you a Maidstone fan?
National Obsession at gmail.com. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just getting back into it.
I need a bit of Matt Sharpness. Exactly. It's like pre-season friendly.
Yeah, or Nat Hobbs Pod on Twitter.
We're both Torquay United fans. So when we say we mean Torquay United.
Yeah, but again, you'll find it doesn't.
doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really come up.
Talk United is like a touchstone, a jump-off point for National League experiences
exactly.
that we all enjoy. Don't we?
Yeah.
I'm banging to the National League. I have a love of the National League.
Mm-hmm.
I treat all the teams as proper teams now.
Yeah.
Except Notts County. But they're
they are a proper team.
I mean, it's
going to
be amazing again, them not going up this season. That's going to be amazing.
We've got so much to look forward to this season. We've got, obviously, an entire National League programme, all our old favourites.
Yeah.
But we've got Ian Birchall at Forest Green Rovers. We're buzzing on Birchall this season.
We're buzzing on Birchall. Although that's not National League based.
It's not. But we might touch on that a little bit later on because I don't think we've ever been more excited over the course of the summer as when Forest Green Rovers released the Ian Birchall behind the scenes mic'd up training session.
That was amazing.
Which was just fantastic.
We're not the Birchall obsession anymore because he's in League One now. John.
I was a bit disappointed he won his first game, to be honest.
He did win, and it's like, oh, it might work out.
If they keep it up, if they keep it like that, I might just forget about it.
We'll find out. We're going to do a predictions.
We will.
Should we talk about what's coming up in the podcast,
John? Let's talk about
what's
coming up in the podcast. I'm going to go through...
Oh.
Should I go through there? I can't play anything and adjust the volumes. I might go and do my bit through there.
Well, you say it only pops in the studio, and I wonder if we'll be in the same studio. Do what you like. Do what you like, John. While you're moving in there, if people don't know what you're doing, he's going into the other room of a studio. I think John's very excited about the National League this season. He absolutely loves it. He absolutely loves it. He can't wait for Dorking Wanderers away because it's very close to his house. Oh, here he is.
It is really close to my house.
Yes, Dorking Wanderers.
Yeah.
So when we go Dorking Wanderers away, Jules Nixon, Alan Wills, hello to you.
All around.
All the Talk United fans and the Dorking fans. It's a big party around John's afterwards.
Freak.
Maybe that's the 200th episode.
Hang on, yeah. Well, it's in February, isn't it? So
everyone
what, it's
around
18
John's.
Weeks.
Now, I think we might have to... That's a good idea, John. We could hire a back room and put like 20 quid behind the bar.
It might work, actually, you know. It might time perfectly with episode 200.
Right, okay, this might be a plan.
Everyone around mine.
Not everyone around yours, but a pub near yours might be quite nice,
might it? Yeah, plenty of pubs.
Anyway, John, you're in there now. What does that mean you can do? What's coming up in the podcast?
It means I can do this. Crucially, I can do that and I can turn it down as well so we can hear ourselves think.
Wow, brilliant, brilliant. What's coming up in the podcast, more importantly?
So, what's coming up in the podcast? We've got a full, comprehensive, absolutely in-depth, no stone left unturned pre-season preview of the National League.
Lovely.
Everything covered.
Everything
all teams,
you need to know.
Completely done. So we've got that. We've got John Pemberton's got a bit of an update for us. Regular guest over the last couple of seasons. Former Chesterfield manager.
Yeah.
Cursed, some would say.
Lynn King, is she joining us? Oh, no.
No. Got relegated. National League North now. Not interested.
Why aren't you interested in the National League North, John? It's a National League podcast.
Never have been. Never will be. And we've got lots of letters. And
sounds like a proper podcast.
That sounds like it.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. That's
exactly
what they say, John. We, same old. You just listen to any of the 182 episodes. That's how many? 18 weeks, John.
Yeah.
Till, and when's Dorking Wanderers?
February the something or other.
Is that 18 weeks away? I don't think it is.
So hang on, how many? 18, 4, 8, 12, 16. That's 4. So it's about 4.5 months. So
we could
end up in episode 200 by about December.
We could fake it. Well, it'd be lovely if episode 200 was a Christmas episode, wouldn't it, John? We had a few drinks somewhere.
Yeah.
Christmassy, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Anyway, enough about that. The National League season is upon us, John.
Yeah.
The new season, of course. All the clubs ready to go. They've done all their training, all their pre-season friendlies.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying they're going to walk the league. Oldham going to walk the league.
Oh, that was
Southend
fantastic.
Apparently
yeah.
going to walk the league.
Yeah.
Notts County going to walk the league.
I saw Adam Summerton, the BT Sport commentator, tweet earlier that Wrexham cannot lose this year.
Well, they will walk the league. Who else going to walk the league? York going to really do well. Yeovil apparently walking the league. Scunthorpe United walking the league.
Have we said Chesterfield?
Walking the league, John.
Yeah.
They're all walking the league.
A lot of teams.
There's a lot of teams just all going up, apparently.
Yeah.
That's 8 or 9 I've just mentioned there. Right, should we do the predictions for the season first?
Yeah, we should do, really.
The non-league preview.
And we can talk about a few of the players that have joined.
So, should we go alphabetically?
Yes.
Aldershot, John. How are they going to do? I'm going to say they are bottom half. I'm saying 14th.
Yeah.
How many teams are there?
24. We're back up to the full complement now.
14th looks a bit high, actually, for Aldershot. I'm saying 18th.
I'm predicting a season of struggle for Aldershot. I will say maybe... I think they got 20th. Skin of their teeth.
John says 20th.
Yeah.
Solihull Moors.
Ooh, yeah. I'm...
Last season's playoff finalists, yeah. John, should have gone up. And if they'd kept that massive bloke on the pitch, I think they would have gone up.
Huddlin.
Now Kyle signed, Huddlin.
Now signed for Huddersfield.
Huddersfield Town, of course.
Huddlinsfield.
Huddlin up. And I think if they'd kept him on the pitch, I think they'd have gone up. They'd have been able to see it out. Lee Lardley, very good manager, knows what he's doing at this level.
Yes.
A lot of players have left, John.
Yes.
A lot of goals have left.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I still think they're going to be right up there. They've made good signings. And I reckon... I'll say slightly lower than last season, but fifth.
Fifth?
I reckon they'll still be in the playoffs.
No, John.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the problem I see for Solihull Moors, is if they get off to a good start, someone will come in for Neil Ardley.
Someone comes in for him. First manager that goes in the Football League.
That's what I think happens, right? Is someone comes in for Ardley. So I'm going to say Solihull Moors are going to be 12th.
Josh Kelly from Maidenhead they signed. He's a good striker.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to be good. I reckon they'll be all right.
Solihull Moors,
so
I'm saying 12th.
Okay.
And what did you say?
Fifth.
It's going to take ages. Altrincham. I don't know anything. We should have had Gene on. Maybe Gene, if you're listening, if you can send us in like an off-season report for next week, that'd be great.
Yeah.
What's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, they can send us to that, Gene, and we'll send you a tea towel. Okay.
I can tell you they've signed Chris Conclark.
Okay.
On loan from Fleetwood.
Don't know who that is. Altrincham, I think this is the season. I'm going to say 22nd.
I'm afraid, Gene. I'll say 21st. Sorry.
Okay.
Hope it doesn't happen.
Well, sounds like you do.
But someone
has to leave the league. Maidstone United, I am saying 23rd. John.
I'm also saying down. Go on, I'll agree.
23rd. Do we know anything about them, John? Can you give us a focus on that? Should we do that next week?
We could do that next week.
We'll do that next week, so we all learn a little bit more as we go about Maidstone United.
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Barnet.
I reckon they might have a decent or more decent season.
Ben Winters Barnet. Of course.
Winter is coming. They've signed, again, a few sort of half-decent players. They're looking pretty strong. I reckon they might improve on the last few years. They've definitely underachieved the last few years. I reckon they'll be 10th.
10th, do you think? 10th, Barnet. So nowhere near the playoffs. I think around that area, yeah. So I'm gonna also say 10th, Barnet. Come 10th, and a disastrous move for Ben Winter. And also, why didn't he take that penalty?
He didn't take the penalty. Again, for anybody new, this isn't the normal sort of...
No.
It doesn't usually come back to Torquay like this.
If you listen back to previous episodes, we ask who should have taken the penalty at Ashton Gate when Torquay United instead of Matt Buse, and the answer was Ben Winter.
Was proud.
And do you know what, John? I've got no time for Ben Winter anymore. I've got no time for him.
You've also signed Jamal Loza.
Yes, lovely.
Sean Shields.
Look, nice man, obviously, Ben Winter. But
lovely.
Left the club, and other than getting us out of the National League South, what did he ever do for Torquay United?
A very solid player.
I'll be booing him.
Oh, right, okay.
Boo! 10th.
Okay.
Halifax. So, lost their manager to Barrow.
Pete, I'm wild.
He's wild. Who's their manager now, John?
He was the assistant manager.
Come on. You need a name.
He's got a name that sort of sounds a little bit made up.
Okay.
Chris Penny Farthing or something?
Oh, like someone's trying to make you say something rude. Chris Penis. Chris Peacock. That sort of thing.
Chris Millington.
Chris Millington.
It just sounds like someone's had to come up with a name in a sort of a drama.
And the assistant manager is Chris Millington, of course.
It just sort of sounded, yeah.
That's very funny. Halifax. I don't know, John. They've lost their sort of manager who was going to take them up.
They lost Billy Waters.
Yeah, Billy Waters.
Goal scoring sensation.
Who we could have kept hold of course.
They've signed, I tell you who they Halifax. Signed. They signed the bald lad from Stockport County, Sam Minahan.
Oh, yeah.
Experienced defender.
But all very well, John. Where are they going to come in the league?
I think the manager is going to let them down a bit. They've not got, they need Pete. I'm wild. Wild.
He's wild.
And now that he's gone, I think Halifax might have a more just, I still think maybe ninth.
You've gone ninth. I've gone eighth, John. I think okay. I agree with you. I don't think they'll be doing it again. I think there's too many good other teams. Although I always do this and then go, oh, I should have put them a bit higher actually, because I don't think they're going to come.
I know what's going to happen. They're going to end up. We'll get to the end and I'll.
Oh yeah, those should be.
I'll have
there.
Forgotten. I'll have to put Dorking second because I haven't quite done enough.
Halifax, Dagenham and Redbridge, John. Could it be their season? Well, it will be the season they beat Torquay United 1-0 at some point, because that's always what happens.
Yeah.
Dagenham and Redbridge. I don't know what's happened in... Can you tell me what's happened in their off-season, John?
Striker Josh Walker signed a new contract.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, that could have been any time in the last 10 years at Dagenham and Redbridge. Yeah. I don't know who he is. I just go on vibes.
Pure
really.
Vibes.
It's pure vibes, what I feel about Dagenham and Redbridge. And I always think they're going to be there or thereabouts. And I'm saying seventh for D&R.
Okay. Yeah, I reckon they could... I reckon they might... sneak up there somewhere. Omar Musa from Weymouth, who we were linked with.
Yeah, hell, he's good. I wish we'd signed him. Why didn't we sign him?
I don't know. Maybe there was never anything seventh, in it.
Well, seventh's good because that's in the playoffs, so, you know.
Oh, David Long King, they've signed from Grimsby as well. He was on loan at Woking last season. Mm-hmm. Big old
Woking,
lump.
Long King from Woking.
Yeah.
Did we do anything on that? No.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
I might say seventh.
Oh, John, you're just saying what I'm saying.
I know.
This is bad. Gateshead, here we go. Gateshead. They've lost their top scorer to Notts County.
Yes.
I think they're going to struggle, John. I think they're going to be down at the bottom thereabouts. I'm going to say 21st for Gateshead.
Oh, wow. Okay, I don't think they'll do quite as bad as that. Obviously,
the only thing they've got going for them is that people will hate going there because it's absolutely miles. So they'll be knackered by the time they get there.
I was in Newcastle for a wedding a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was in Gateshead. I thought, I'm coming back. I'm going to Gateshead away. I'm doing that one because I like Newcastle. And I think Gateshead will do slightly better than that. I think 16th
for Gateshead, because John's been there.
Yes.
That's what he's basing it on.
You said pure vibes.
Have you been there? What are your vibes? These are all based, a lot of people do this, they break down every team and we go on pure vibes.
Vibes and vibes alone.
We're not even halfway through, John. Dorking.
This feels very long, doesn't it? Okay,
Dorking.
24th.
You think?
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I agree with you. Dorking, bottom of the table. Gates, I've done them. Chesterfield. I think Chesterfield come in the top four. I think they're going to do well. If they get Shimanga back.
I'm going to say, with a fit Shimanga, second.
I'm going to put them fourth.
Ooh, okay.
Chesterfield. Lovely stuff. Notts County, John, the first of the big boys. Well, Chesterfield are quite a big boy.
Yeah.
But first of the ones I think are going to do well. I think Notts County... come second place, John.
I have third written down here.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
They've lost. The only thing is they lost Cal Roberts. He's gone to Aberdeen for about 150 grand or something. Looks like at time of going to press that they might lose Ruben Rodriguez.
Yeah. But what I think is they've got money. They sign players. They sign good players. They seem to have a manager who's come in, knows what style he wants to play. Got them playing. They've also got good players. You have to remember they do have players they leave on the bench that are good.
And let's not forget they've got Carl Cameron, which is like a sort of 10-point handicap.
Yeah. Yes, does sort of you feel like it's a positive, but it's actually a negative.
So there's always the Cameron equation.
It's always that you've got to put that in, never to get out of the National League, unfortunately. Aaron Lemayne, why can't they get him playing? You know,
Frank Vincent,
all those Torquay players. But Chickson's still there.
Yeah.
Good keeper. Their keeper's good. What's he called?
Sam something.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, good. So Notts County second for me and third for John.
Yeah.
Maidenhead United, Agent Devonshire.
Agent Allen.
I'm looking at where I've got slots here. I'm going 11th or 13th. Maidenhead, 13th in my book.
They could finish 24th. They could finish second.
They won't
you never
be
quite
24th.
Know with Aidan Allen, but
I've gone
think
13th.
Another solid enough season, Yeah.
You've got some slots available, John. 17th, 18th, 19th. I've got one
relegation place left, and I can't think who else is still to come.
You've got 22nd still available. 19th, 18th, 17th. And then loads of mid-table stuff.
I'll say 18th for Maidenhead.
What
did you say?
I've said 13th.
13th.
Maidenhead United. Always fun watching Maidenhead. Always a good away day. Agent Alan Devonshire will do us some favours along the way, of course. We'll hear from him throughout the season. Hopefully give us 3 points here and there as well. Southend. Now, I think Southend are going to do very well this season. I think they're going to do well. I'm saying they're coming third.
Third? Okay. I might not be quite as optimistic, but I will say sixth.
Sixth for Southend.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they've spent some money. They've had their season where they go, we're going to win it. Oh, no, it's really hard. And they're going to work it out. Boreham Wood next, and Boreham Wood always do. They get money for players, and they invest the players. They've got a decent manager who knows what he's doing, and they always seem to have a decent striker. All those sorts of things, there or thereabouts, but still end up always coming about ninth. So I'm going to say Boreham Wood ninth in my book.
I don't think I could disagree with that. I've not got them down for the playoffs this year.
You've got eighth available, John.
I think I've still got ninth available as well,
haven't I? No, you've got Halifax at ninth.
Oh, yeah. Go on, I'll say eighth as well. I think that's about right.
Okay, eighth. Boreham Wood. I love it where you think Torquay are going to come. It's unbelievable.
I feel like I may have miscalculated somewhere. Might have to do a little bit of a rejig.
11th or 4th. No, you can't. It's vibes only, John. There's no rejigging. Okay. Next up, Torquay United, the Gulls.
Well, it's interesting you say I've got 11th and 4th because very much head says 11th is probably about right. Heart says, go on, fucking have 4th.
And 4th. 4th would be a bit disappointing, but it'd be good, John, wouldn't it? I just can't tell. The slate has been wiped clean, hasn't it, basically? We've brought in lots of new players. It's a completely new squad, other than Moxie, Asa Hall, who hasn't appeared pre-season. Tom Lapsley has been injured pre-season, so we don't know how he's going to be. They are more or less the only players from last season.
I'm quite excited about a few of our new signings. The strikers look decent on paper. Jarvis, Corey Andrews.
Yep. Corey Andrews.
Bit of fun with that.
Corey Andrews. Do, 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 bom. Lovely. The other one I like, John, is I like the sound of, and I like all the reports seem to come up, and something we've enjoyed saying to each other throughout the preseason is Brett McGavin. Brett McGavin. Which will be oof.
Oi. What have you done? Oof. Oh, die.
Oh, Brett McGavin. If you would like to send, I think we're going to set up some sort of a WhatsApp group where you can send us sound notes. I think
that's a nice idea.
Something I meant to say to you off.
It
won't be a WhatsApp group. We're not going to be replying to stuff, but it's just for voice notes only.
Maybe we get a work phone.
Yeah, we'll get a burner phone, and you can send a voice notes. And if you would like to send yourself saying, oof, I think you might be able to do it on Twitter. I don't know. Maybe you can.
Maybe.
Oof, of Brett McGavin.
I sat down really awkwardly there. I think it was Brett McGavin.
I just slipped off my saddle and fell on the crossbar. Oof, Brett McGavin.
It also means that we can bring back this OG music from season one, probably.
Yes, please. Good to have a striker called midfielder called Brett.
Brett!
Woo woo!
Brett!
Woo woo! Brett! And of course, we are going to be discussing Paul McCartney a lot during this.
Well, that's one of the exciting things to happen in pre-season is Charlie's a Paul McCartney convert.
You found
at
love
last.
of Paul McCartney. Torquay United, John, 4th or 11th?
Do you know what? I'll go ahead and say 11th. I think that's probably about right.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking at next season for Torquay United, if I'm honest.
Okay.
Could be a long season. But I think we get into the playoffs and I think we come 6th.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I think if I'd left one of my lower spots open, I might
not
have
gone 4th. Who
it.
Do you think's going to come 4th? I'm interested to know. Oldham, John. Oldham. How much do Oldham? You've got 12th available, John.
Yeah,
your
go
next
on.
Highest
I'm going to say that, 12th.
Because he's not looking at
just
it.
Just making
like
it up.
I think Oldham come 15th.
15th.
I think they will struggle in this first season.
Yeah.
In this terrible division. Difficult division. Wealdstone, of course. Wealdstone.
They've made some amazing signings.
Wealdstone have.
Including
Kretschmar.
Kretschmar.
Unbelievable.
How the hell did that happen?
Unbelievable.
They've also lost Joshua Mayer to Hartlepool.
Unbelievable for a fee.
So lost a few goals there.
Good luck,
yeah.
Josh. Bloody hell, Amara!
Bloody hell!
Bloody hell! I'm going to say, while you're thinking, Wealdstone are going to come 14th.
I've got 13th penciled okay. in for them. Yeah.
It's just vibes. Purely vibes.
Pure vibes.
Pure vibes. Bromley on their plastic pitch. I don't like them. I'm going to say they're going to come 11th.
I've really balls this
You've
up.
You've got 13th, 14th or 4th.
I
plastic pitch.
14th. A poor 14th. Season for Bromley.
Poor season for Bromley.
And you said?
I said they're going to come 11th.
11th. I think I'm probably a bit.
Here we go.
There,
champions. Wrexham.
Yeah, I've said that.
By a country mile.
Can't see anybody else.
They are signing phenomenal players for this level. They've had three quarters of a season with Mullin and Ollie Palmer up front. They will know how they're supposed to play in this division now. They've got used to it. They've got backing.
Mendy from Bournemouth.
If it doesn't sign,
Dalby from Southend, the strikers. So obviously, if the Southend fans go up there and try and boo and hiss him, you won't hear it.
they're not going to win every game.
Imagine the pressure on Parkinson if they have a bad start.
I think he's probably got 10 games.
That's probably about right.
I think Parky's probably got about 10 games. And if not, they'll go for someone else. With a proven track record, maybe Dave Challoner will turn up at Rex.
Just want to third promotion, lads. Stockport might be bottom of League Two by now.
You never know. You never know. People say Challoner can't do it in League Two. That's one of the things. It's going to be amazing. Hartlepool going down out of League Two, by the way. That is 100% happening. I promise you. Eastleigh, the Spitfires, John. The Spitfires.
Have I got 15th available?
You've got 13th and 15th.
I think I said 13th for Wealdstone. I've got them.
No, Wealdstone. I've got you said Wealdstone. Oh, did you just say Wealdstone 13?
I said 13th,
okay,
yeah.
I'm writing it down. Yeah, sure.
Is this interesting?
It's what we do, John. Is the National
just
League interesting?
We've been doing this for a long time.
Is the National League interesting? This will just be the whole podcast.
Yeah. I've got mother stuff.
Well, we've got 13 minutes. You might not have to get to do the other stuff. It's just a preview. Your Patreon, you can do your other stuff. John's, this will be behind the paywall, the other stuff.
A lot of effort into my other stuff.
Oh, well, you've got the whole Patreon angle, of course. I think Eastleigh come 16th.
Yeah, I said 15th.
But they will definitely beat Torquay United in the league. We've got four teams left. And one, two, three.
Hey?
What's that happen?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you've got four slots.
Right.
So what have I done?
Have you written someone in
no,
twice?
No, I've got four slots. It's fine.
Oh, good.
York. I think York struggle. I think they come 19th.
Yeah, I think...
Got Scott Bowden.
They're going to be my other relegation.
Good for five penalties a season.
I say York go down.
Okay, so York... 22nd, York. Woking. They've spent some money. I'm going to put them in the playoffs.
That's who I'm putting in as a surprise fourth.
Okay, I am saying Woking are... front of this room... I'm saying they're coming 17th, John.
Okay, right. Anything could happen.
Just on vibes. Just on vibes.
I think they've signed Paddy Podrakamond.
Oh, yeah.
Striker.
Okay. Anyone else?
Can't think of it.
That's
head.
All they've done.
Quite
okay.
A few players.
Scunthorpe.
A lot of old Yeovil players.
Scunthorpe. Sweet. I think Scunthorpe struggle, and I think they come 20th.
I think, yeah, a very mediocre season. What's the next last 16th?
Scunthorpe would definitely be bottom for a bit. That's always what happens.
Yeah, I'll say 16th. Maybe.
You've gone Gateshead 16th
oh,
already.
17th then?
That's available, yeah.
Okay,
available.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's Scunthorpe for you there. And Yeovil Town. Yeovilton. Of course, half the Torquay room, back staff,
just,
backroom staff.
Like, it's just like...
Jory Johnson, of course, has turned
up
there.
It's like watching Chris Hargreaves do his whole thing again.
Yeah. Doing it again.
Lots of like young players.
But I've got them
no
that it works
experience.
Out because I think Chris Dodd's really good.
No.
So I've got it working out and they come fifth.
He's
what
signed
I think. You think they come 19th?
19th.
John,
he signed
you know.
A load of old shit. Won't last this season.
There
absolutely
we are. That's it. And there's your predictions for the season. I'm going to read them out, John.
Yeah.
There we are. John Cadogan thinks it will go Wrexham, Chesterfield second, Notts County third, Woking, Solihull Moors, Southend, Dagenham and Redbridge. There's your playoffs. Borehamwood, says John. Halifax, Barnet, Torquay, Oldham, Wealdstone, Bromley. Eastleigh, 16th Gateshead, 17th Scunthorpe, 18th Maidenhead United, 19th the Oval, Aldershot, Altrincham, York, Maidstone United, Dorking. There we are. And Charlie Baker thinks Wrexham will be champions. And then Notts County, Southend, Chesterfield, Yeovil, Torquay, Dagenham and Redbridge for the playoffs. Halifax, Borehamwood, Barnet, Bromley, Solihull Moors, 13th Maidenhead, 14th Wealdstone, 15th Oldham, 16th Eastleigh, Woking, Aldershot, York, then Scunthorpe, and then in the relegations zone, Gateshead, Altrincham, Maidstone United and Dorking. There we are, all done on vibes.
Let's see what happens.
That's
see
just
who's
how we
right
go.
And
money
who's
where
wrong.
Our mouth is. Last season, we did very well on that, John.
Did do very well.
There we
so
are.
So I'd be worried if I was you, York or Maidstone.
If you have a massive thing you want to agree, disagree or agree with us on that, then do get in touch. How do people do that, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com or NatOpsPod on the old Twitter.
The National Obsession.
Should we hear from John Pemberton?
Go on then. Let's do that. Well, actually, I've not heard this yet, but John has sent us a little bit of an update.
Oh, fantastic.
So
good news.
It's pre-recorded.
Oh.
We're not speaking to
him. Has he done that? Has he done that on his... Well, people can do that to us. We'll give out the number very soon.
Yes.
For the WhatsApp
he's
for,
given,
to get voice
notes
voice from
note,
you.
Note, just what he's up to at the moment. So let's have a listen.
Hi, Charlie. Hi, John. Sir John Pemberton here. Just a little update for me, really. I've been taking stock, you know, taking time to reflect on the last year. And, you know, I realised last season alone, I was the captain of the Evergreen, trying to erect wind turbines during Storm Eunice. I was doing PR for the Conservatives. I was Prince Philip's personal doctor. And, you know, I'm starting to think, is it me? You know, am I the problem? You know, the phone's not ringing as often as it did. And, you know, I feel like the world of football's turned its back on me a bit and I've become a bit of a pariah. You know, maybe it's just my optical methods just aren't fashionable anymore. You know, I don't know. But that's the way it's going for us. And so, you know, with a heavy heart, I wanted to give you the exclusive announcement on your podcast that I'm retiring.
Wow.
From football management.
Wow.
That's,
this is sad.
That's me done, I think. I know it will come as a bit of a shock, but... Ooh. You know, I think it's time to hand over to the next generation, you know.
What's he doing, John?
And taking a bit of a sabbatical from all the work commitments as well.
Threshing the field.
You know, jetting around the world. I'm just going to try and find myself, you know. So I'm actually sending this to you now from high up in the Pennines. I've decided to get back to nature, rediscover myself and what the Pennines, you know. Record myself doing it and who knows where it might lead. You know, I might be the next Julia Bradbury. More importantly, just a bit of inner peace. Make the most of my time on Earth, you know. So, anyway, come with me and I'll show off the wonderful Pennines.
God, there's still more of this to go.
Oh, it's long, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
oh.
got
I've been walking out for a couple of hours.
Christmas
and,
Cure vibes.
Just get up here and we'll get a beautiful view back over Halifax, Hebden Bridge, all sorts of places.
Doesn't like to edit, does he?
The instructions say there's a stile to go over somewhere here. Not quite seen that yet, but... sure, it'll be here somewhere. But, you know, the beautiful thing about walking is it doesn't matter what route you take or, in fact, where you end up. It's just all about the walk, isn't it?
I'm getting some bad feeling about this.
It's a quick update. I never did find that view back over Hebden Bridge. Yeah, something wrong with the map. I think the directions weren't quite right. No, but that's fine. You know, that's fine. You know, being a good coach, being a good walker, it's all about improvising. And I got a good view of the Yorkshire Water treatment facility. Never seen that before, so that's all good. I've cleared it with the wife to have a night's camping.
Oh, lovely.
Just a night to myself, you know, cook on the camping stove. Bit of me time, you know. So just going to walk down to the campsite now, I think.
Starting to see where this is
long,
heading.
Oh,
it's quite long.
Okay, another quick update. Couldn't quite find the campsite I was looking for. Again, something wrong with these instructions, I think. A bit of a dodgy map. But, you know, that's just the way it's going for us. They've got to cut out these sort of sloppy errors, but, you know, we'll get there with a bit of time. But I've found a nice enough looking field. Just going to pop that tent up here, I think. So it starts with, it's this pole into this hole. No, that doesn't quite look right. Maybe this pole, into this hole, and then you lift. No, maybe this pole.
You boy.
So maybe
what day is
no,
it?
No, hang on, we'll start that again. So maybe this pole over there.
Oh no. It's very sad, isn't it?
Quite sad. Yeah.
Oh, still okay, going. Just a final quick update. Realised I didn't need a tent after all. That's fine. I actually wanted to fancy sleeping under the stars,
okay,
to be honest.
Sure.
A tent just gets in the way of all that. So that's fine. Put that to one side. Tried to cook myself a bit of dinner on the old Trangia. That wouldn't light. But actually, I quite like cold beans anyway, so it's all fine.
That's right, yeah.
So I hope you've enjoyed coming walking with me today. Get some air into the lungs.
I can do that. It's dress.
And I'll catch you next time.
He can't catch a break, can he?
Cannot catch a break, can he?
Absolutely.
Just nothing.
The man is
just gone
cursed.
Camping trip.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was going to be an end to it where he, you know, fell off a cliff or something.
that would be a bit bleak, wouldn't it?
Slow,
yeah.
But he sent that in.
Yeah.
It's utterly pointless, John. Why would he send that in, John?
He just wanted to, I think, basically he wanted to announce that he's stepping back from football.
Is he, though?
So don't bother ringing him.
Don't bother ringing
Barnett.
Him. Any letters, John, before we go?
Yeah, should we do some letters?
Let's have some letters from a listener, John.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Boy, yes, we got letters.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Oh, we got some letters. To be fair, a lot of the letters. Do you remember at the end of last season,
we
said, just drop us a quick note if you want a tea towel.
Oh.
As a bit of an expression of interest.
Yeah, and how many did we get?
Jules Nixon on the ice, guys. Yeah. You can put the Chip Shop boys down for one tea towel each.
That's two.
That was two tea towels.
I think it's going to be enough interest, if I'm honest.
So just write that down.
I don't think it's going to be enough interest.
So one for Jules, one for Alan Wills.
Lovely to see them, actually, at the last night of Tony the Musical.
They
had a lovely big chat with Harry Hill.
Amazing.
Huge chat with him. When I walked past them at one point, they were discussing Basingstoke Town with him.
I imagine.
As the least football fan you can imagine, Harry
He's
Hill.
He's not big into his sport.
Lovely of them to turn up. Thank you, lads. Really genuinely appreciate it.
Tita's Claire James. Sticker down for one as well. Sticker down for two. Just a quick note to register our interest.
Two.
Tita's, myself and my dad, Colin Foff, 50.
Okay. Yeah.
It was lovely to meet you both at Woking.
Oh, yes, lovely.
We met
That's
Claire
four,
in
then,
the
John.
Interminable queue, the half-time
we
queue.
We bailed out of, yeah.
She said, I did escape the queue shortly after you did. Also, just to say how much we enjoyed Tony. We saw one of the preview shows, but stopped short of a Yellow Army chant.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
There we are. Should have said hello. Didn't say hello. Unbelievable.
Jane Kelly.
Jane would like one. That's
Season
five.
For a tea towel.
Doesn't seem enough, John, does
five?
It? Five.
What do you reckon? Kelvin Applin, six.
Six.
I'd be up for a tea towel should they get made.
You'd
Kelvin knows us too well.
You'd like one. I'd like one.
So that's eight.
That seems to be all talkie fans so far as well, John.
It
does make me
shame,
think
isn't it?
We're really crossing over, as they say. So look, so far the orders have come in for eight
tea towels. Jane Kelly also sends a second email on the ice, guys. Did you know Russell Grant is a Wealdstone fan?
Of course I did. Huge. He's a huge non-league fan. He's a non-league enthusiast.
I wished him and his team well, and he said he has always had a sneaking regard for Torquay, as his Aunt Alice ran a B&B in Paynton.
Yes.
Get him on the show.
I've had the conversation
Jane,
with him.
Where did you meet Russell Grant? Oh,
just in the stars.
Yeah,
in the stars. There we are. Well, look, maybe a slightly longer wait for tea towels, John.
And Dave, this is the email that I'm most interested in.
Go on.
It comes from Dave Haley in the comments.
Oh, yeah.
Comments?
Dave Haley in the comments. What a brilliant Radio 4 sitcom
below
that
line.
Is. Dave Haley in the comments is a Radio 4 sitcom.
Bill Haley in the comments is where everybody slags him off on Twitter.
Bill Haley in the comments. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, shit.
4 o'clock, block. That's what it should be.
Yeah, very good, John. Yeah, very good. Save that.
Dave Haley says, Patreon interest.
That's you, John. You've got one Patreon.
He says, on the ice, chaps. I hope you're enjoying the holidays. You did enjoy the holidays. Thank you. I recall mention of feeling out Patreon interest as you closed out last season. Well, please consider me interested. As it became clearer that Torquay would not be troubling the playoff for our participation, I did think, so it goes again, but at least there'll be another season of the NatOps pod to look forward to.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Not that Torquay remaining a National League club is critical to the pod, of course, as it's not a Torquay podcast.
Not a Torquay podcast.
It's true. The arrival of the latest episode on a Thursday starts to run into the weekend very nicely, and I'd be happy to chip in to help offset all the musical instrument maintenance, travel, and accommodation for the many guests and other sundries that must be incurred by the extensive cast and crew required to make the magic happen. Where do I sign up, Dave?
The NatOps pod is free and it will remain free for the season, John. It will be not behind a paywall. unless you go off and do your own one. I will have nothing to do with the Natobs Pod Patreon.
Shame.
Shame. Tell your friends. That's what you can do. There's what you can do. Tell your friends that you like the Natobs Pod, that it's not just about boring old football, and it's not all about Talk United, though it is quite a lot about Talk United.
It is a lot.
That would be all you can do, is tell your friends and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Send us a letter for next week, John, on
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Any other letters?
That's the letters.
That was the letters. Lovely stuff. Send them in. Let us know. Tell a friend. Lovely to be back. Send us. We'll set up a number where you can send us some voice notes. That'll be
a lovely little feature.
We'll work out how to do that. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy the National League is back.
So am I.
And we will see you soon on the ice.
Hello, Army.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.